Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
All right.
Oof.
No wonder I couldn't figure out what you're talking about.
I got a wolf. A wolf dog.
See, that's as, having a wolf for a pet is as bad as having a skunk.
I have a wolf. Wolf. I don't know. I guess that's what it is. All right. Hey, welcome back, folks. Thanks for being here. Dear God, guys are going, what are they talking about? Now, we got into a conversation about skunks. It actually kind of lines up with what we're going to talk about, because we're talking about a bunch of stinky evil stuff coming up, so my wolf dog when he first encountered them when he was young. You know, he got sprayed a couple of times, but then he figured out where it was coming from, and he's a wolf. So he just would bite the sack off of the skunk. Just bite the sack off. And what's the skunk going to do now? Not a thing, right? I watched it one time. He bit the sack off. And the skunk just kind of laid down like, I'm done now, and then he put the skunk out of its misery and ate it. But that probably happened about a half dozen times. And now we don't have any skunks anymore. Mm. I think the word went out, and they were like, Yeah, that's probably a place you don't want to go, you know, kind of like, what is that? What is it? Peter Rabbit? Right? You know, Peter Rabbit didn't want to go to Mr. McSomething, MacGyver's house or whatever it was, right? Because, you know, the rumor was is that if you went over there into his garden, you'd end up as rabbit stew.
Oh, really?
You don't remember Peter Rabbit? Okay, whatever.
I know. I'm just way too young to remember.
My God! You know, okay. There's a commandment for that. Thou shalt not is how it begins. But yeah, something about telling something other than the truth. But anyway. I'm not saying necessarily that you are, but come on, you don't know Peter Rabbit? I mean, yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't have the grandchildren to read that to.
This was something that I grew up. I'm 61. You're how many years young?
I was born in
1912. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So anyway. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I'm doing butterfly here. I'm rambling off. But anyway.
You are really wasting our time today.
I know. But Peter Rabbit. Come on. That was that's like old school. That's 1902. I know you were born since 1902. You're not 120 years old yet.
Boy, not I'm on my way, but not quite.
Yeah. So yeah, Peter Rabbit created in 1902. So anyway, there you go. Now you got homework. All right, let's talk about the evil that's going on in the world. So you sent me this lovely document. That deals with kind of where we are at.
That's true.
And it's pretty pretty hairy stuff.
Yeah, I had a lot of hairy stuff, basically on two different topics, but the one you chose really touches a lot of what I had, and I think a good place to start, and we have a lot of scripture, a lot of the word. I love this quote in Isaiah 5:20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Pretty plain, And then I looked at this quote. I think a lot of our listeners have probably heard it, maybe not knowing who it was from, is Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German, very, very strong believer. And he says, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us as guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. And I don't remember, maybe I came up with this myself, but wouldn't be surprised, but Satan is not supposed to be able to deceive Christians, true believers, true followers of Christ.
Right.
He's simply not supposed to be able to do it. Just the world. But it's hard for Christians to not be deceived when they are totally bound and controlled by Satan's systems in the world.
Mm.
And that, I think, is largely where we're at today. In fact, I have some visitors in my house. They're young, early 30s, mm-hmm. we've been ministering with. And they really honestly, in so many ways, do not understand the truth as to what's going on. They, too, have had some compromise come to them. But the Word of God is so clear. When you sent me some scriptures, Ephesians 5, Galatians 5, 1 Corinthians 6, Luke 24, I noticed something that was totally consistent with each one of those, Greg. And pretty much every one of them had such shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Such shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
When we are compromising, not wanting to offend, then we are placing ourselves dangerously close to that place where we're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Because our acquiescence to the word, I'm putting those two words together.
Right.
Acquiescence, that's not strong. It's giving in. I'll give in to the word here, but I won't allow it to drop a foot and a half into my heart. And Greg, when the word of God isn't in our heart and is solid and it's there's commitment, there's just saying, I am going to believe and trust the word of God no matter what, period, end of discussion.
Yeah.
If we're not there, we are becoming dangerously close to what every single one of these scriptures talks about in behaviors that are indicative of those whom Paul kept saying, they won't inherit the kingdom of God.
Well, and can I just add in, you know, going to, because that's exactly, I'm glad you picked up on that, because that was exactly the point, is these are the things, speaking to the younger people that are there, you know, that are visiting with you, this is what happens when the well gets poisoned, okay? You can't put new wine in old wineskin. You can't mix unleavened bread with leavened bread, okay? You can't do that. And so what's happened to our younger generation, and we need to recognize this in order to help them. What's happened is that they have been programmed to believe the lies. They have been programmed to believe the lies. And so this is where Matthew 24 becomes so critical relative to the answer to this, and verse 47. And this is what Jesus said to them. I'll start at 44. He said, and I said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding. That's, wow, think yeah. about that. Opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And he said, thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. We hear the preaching of, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And I was watching, it was interesting, it was a little TikTok thing that was a Muslim asking a Christian man, well, what kind of a God would kill his son? And somehow that's supposed to prove that he loves? How does that exactly work? And a year ago, God had me on that conversation to say, folks, we have a goofy message if what we're saying is, as well, you know, I mean, I've got two sons. I don't care who you are. I would not end the life of either one of my sons to save you.
Right.
That me killing my kid doesn't say I love you. Me killing my kid says you better stay away from me because I'm damn crazy.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened.
That's right.
Jesus, God didn't kill Jesus. Jesus came down and gave his life in exchange for ours. Because we, by our own actions, had taken on a sentence of sin and death.
Yep.
And the only way to fix that was for a perfect being.
Yeah.
Without blemish, to be able to say, okay, you know what? I will die in their place. And I heard another interesting thing, and I thought this was really cool. You know, I've heard so many times the idea that, well, for an instant, Jesus took on all of our sin. And this preacher argued, and he said, you know, if he put sin on us, then he wasn't a perfect sacrifice. He never took on our sin. Now here's what I'm, listen to what I'm about to say. Okay. He remained innocent all the way to death and resurrection. So that his sacrifice would abolish the accusations of sin. Because if he puts it on, now he's guilty of something, deserving of the cross. But he didn't deserve the cross because he was always innocent, so he never put it on. His innocent life paid the price for all that sin. He didn't have to put the sin on him because he was innocent. That's the key. There had to be a human person, because the sin started. Adam was the first man. He committed the sin. He brought sin into the world. There had to be something to cancel that. And it had to be a perfect being that took on the penalty. Not put sin on himself, but the penalty.
I think, you know, a big part of our message today, try and get this in for people to think about before our break, and that is, when we compromise, it cheapens the Lord Jesus' sacrifice. It just cheapens it. It says, you know, sure, hey, thank you for dying for me, but, and there's always that but in there. And the thing is, the biblical values have come out on a losing side of the culture wars lately. You take Pride Month. I mean, it means a lot of money, obviously, to the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball team and a few others. It means a lot of money to certain companies. But if Christians join in the celebration of evil, then it cheapens that sacrifice. It's saying, really, you know what? You need to go back up on that cross again, again, and again. Once isn't enough. I shouldn't have to receive, accept, and believe that sacrifice in its fullness in order to live the life that you've asked me to live. I just don't want to go there because God calls this in Leviticus 20, verse 13. I suggest that people look that up. There's some good scriptures in the Old Testament. God calls it an abomination when we join in that celebration of evil. It's about publicly proclaiming your sin and identifying with it. And this is exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ is asking us to not do. So we must refuse to lend our endorsement explicit or implied to that gay lifestyle. This is what Bonhoeffer was saying. If you hear people praising it and you don't speak up, your silence is actually speaking. That's what he said. I'm telling you, that's right. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act.
It's interesting when you talk about the significance of Christ's sacrifice. Hebrews chapter 10, you know, it talks to us about that because they're questioning whether or not, and the word says, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost is also a witness to us, after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. And then he goes down further in verse 16 and says, for if we willfully sin after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for a judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an holy, an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace.
There it is.
Wow.
You see, cheapening this entire thing.
Yeah.
You know, and we're in that real place. I think I sent you a quote, Target, that store. How many people watching go to Target, and yet they just hired an outspoken Satanist, Eric Carnell, to place messages on their clothing for the trans LGBTQ community. Things like this: Satan respects pronouns. Burn down the CIS-TERN, CIS or system, CIS-TERN. Burn down the system. Homophobe headrest with an image of a guillotine. His Instagram post says Satan represents passion, pride, and liberty, and that he loves all LGBTQ people. Man, is that the biggest lie of all?
Yeah.
He hates them.
Well, he hates everybody because he's dragging all of them to a place of suffering forever, and he knows it, and he's dragging them there.
They were all made in the image of God.
Yep.
We're to love these people, but not say we accept the lifestyle.
Well,
we don't approve of a lifestyle, but we can love them. Absolutely, because Jesus does.
Love doesn't. Love does not mean acceptance. And you don't love. You don't show love to an addict by continuing to give him the drugs that you know are destroying his life. There's something else really quick that I want to get in, and we're going to run out of time. But I went through the break because I wanted to get in what you were able to share. Another thing that I was watching the other day, and a gentleman had put up a post about, you know, think about the satanic connection between this whole trans thing and Satan. They, yes. Them, us is how the demons referred to themselves in scripture. And a fact checker fact checked that post and was like, oh, well, no, we've talked to some theologians at Duke University.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Folks, I mean, so here you have a Satanist saying that Satan loves the roles they, them, us, which we know that's in scripture, and Satanists do, by the way, follow the scripture. They read the Bible and they follow the scripture. And they use that as a means by which to entrap people into sin. 100%.
100. Folks, I hope you are not shopping at Target and endorsing what this Satanist, they know.
Yep.
They didn't do it by accident. They know that they hired this guy.
Yep.
They know what he's putting on the clothing.
Yep.
Come on. I mean, we've got to get our heads out of the sand. We've got to spread the word.
Yep.
We've got to tell people to shop somewhere else. Just
amen.
Like we stopped drinking Bud Light.
There you go. All right.
Bud Light is not number one anymore.
Hallelujah. All right.
And
we've
then
got,
they just blew it all over again. Tell you.
We got to jump. Ken Thornburg, freedomencounters.com is the website. Freedomencounters.com. I'll be back. Matt Long and I, we're going to talk about Ukraine. We're going to talk about Russia and what's going on over there. And I'll give you some insight with regards to that coming up right after this break.
So up next, we have CleanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. CleanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets.
And welcome back to Children Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. And very pleased to welcome our Hill Country Patriot friends to the program. Matt Long will be jumping in here in just any second, as we do each and every Tuesday.
Here.
Hey, there he is. I love it. Well, Hill Country Patriot Radio, joining the Chosen Generation Radio Show and the Chosen Generation Radio Show Network and TECNTV.com as well. And, you know, Matt, one of these days I'm going to have to come out there and we're going to have to figure out how to hook up a camera in your studio. And then that way I can bring you on camera.
I have a face made for radio. You know, that's an old joke, but I do. I don't need to be on camera. I do plenty of time with just my awesome chocolatey voice.
I've got a picture of you, as you know, up here with a suit coat on and a nice shirt, and you've got your flag do-rag on your head.
That's good.
Yeah. So
I know you didn't hear this, but I recently got in trouble for wearing I was wearing a tie-dye, and I wear lots of tie-dyes, and someone thought it was a rainbow, and what can I say? If you need a tie-dye picture, if you need a tie-dye picture for me, you know, to flick off and on there, then, I'll be glad to provide that for you. So, Pastor Greg, you're my Russian expert, my friend. And I have no idea what's going on with the Wagner Group, and we agreed to call it Wagner last night. We're not going to say Wagner. I don't understand any of that's going on in Russia, and I don't trust any of my mainstream media outlets. But I trust you because I know of the work you've done in Russian and in Russian intelligence and those kind of things. Or Soviet, or what? Would you explain to us why you're my expert, please, Pastor Greg?
Sure. So my expertise comes from the time that I spent in the United States Air Force as a Russian linguist back in the early 80s, but before the fall of the wall and during the actual Cold War. My background in that was all of our instructors were... they were defectors. They were Russian defectors. So our direct connection and my direct relationship then was with individuals that taught us about the background. And we needed to understand it so that way, as we were intercepting and listening to things that were going on, we'd have some background and some basis for understanding why they were saying what they were saying and why they were doing what they were doing, understanding the history that was behind it. And it's interesting, and I use this a lot on my program, and it is book, and there's a video, actually. WND Films presents. It's called Disinformation: The Secret Strategy to Destroy the West. And it's the true story of a Soviet bloc spy chief who left the dark side to shine a light on the greatest source of political evil in today's world. And there's another book that he was a part of writing called Red Horizon, which Ronald Reagan referred to as his Bible for the way in which he dealt with Gorbachev and understood Gorbachev. But a lot of what's in that book is the intelligence that we were given firsthand by individuals that we dealt with. So let me dive into this a little bit with regards to some of what's going on. When Putin decided to invade, the history between Russia and Ukraine is long and it's old. Ukraine has been a breadbasket. It is has off and on fought for its independence from Russia. You can go all the way back to the Czars. There was an uneasy truce that existed between Russia and Ukraine under the Czars. And then when Stalin came to power, Stalin knew that in order for him to put in the communist authoritarian government that he wanted to put in, he needed to put down Ukraine. He needed to bring Ukraine under control. And he demanded of the Ukrainians that they ship almost all of their food, and the Russians went in and took almost all of their food. You can look that up. In the 1930s, there was something called the Holodomor. And in the Holodomor, there were some estimates are that 10 million Ukrainians died of starvation or were murdered by Stalin and the communist Russians. And so there's been this friction that has gone on between them. Putin intended through and had talked about it into the early 90s, Matt, that he has wanted to reestablish the Russian Empire. That's been his stated goal. He made it very clear. Now, They've flown under the cover. I know there's been a conversation. Well, it's because of the NATO thing and this and that. It wouldn't have mattered. NATO was cover simply for the fact that Putin has had a plan to take Ukraine. I talked with Tony Schaefer about this on Friday, and we're going to get into it some more. When I was looking at this Russian situation probably 10 years ago, I had some individuals that were on the program with me back then, and we were talking about the whole fall of the wall. And this plays into what I'm sharing with you folks. The fall of the wall was more guise than reality. And here's why I say this to you. Because the Russians knew, Khrushchev had said, we are not going to militarily invade the United States to take them down. We are going to take the United States down without firing a shot, and we're going to do it from the inside. How do they accomplish that? The only way to do it was to commingle our economy with their economy. And so at the fall of the wall, American business ran in, many ran in. I had a young lady that came to my door a number of years ago when we were living in Modesto who was selling Encyclopedia Britannica, and she was from there. And I always like to practice my Russian. Whenever I can, I'm around someone that speaks Russian, I love to try to, you know, brush up a little bit and kind of warm up. It's just always stayed in my mind. And so I was talking with her a little bit, and we got into more conversations. And about the third time that she came back, we got into a conversation a little bit about God and about religion and about, you know, the church and what have you. And I asked her, I said, you know, after the fall of the wall, why weren't, you know, did you all run to church, you know, because she was saved. She said, no, I got saved in Africa. I was in Africa is where I found the Lord. And I said, why? She said, because for 50 years we were told there was no God, there was no need for God. And so when the churches opened, everybody just kind of went, oh, well, that's nice, and moved on because they didn't believe in God. This plays a role in what's happening over there now. Now, Putin is a part of the Russian system. The Russian system hasn't changed. They have what they call five-year plans. Every 5 years, they make a new plan. They never get to the fifth year. About the third year, the guy that was running the plan, somebody takes the fall and ends up getting tossed because the plans never work. At the fall of the wall, the goal was to suck American dollars in. The KGB became the most powerful mafia in the world. They still are to this day, probably the most dangerous mafia that is there. They expanded their ability, their criminal activities, and then they brought American business in. If you go and you study this, you'll realize that about 15 years ago, after they had pulled all of this American money in and gotten businesses in there and so on, the state started to take all of that back and they started to close the door. And a semi-iron curtain fell across Russia once again. This was a stair step to Putin's desire to expand the empire. Now, what's happened internally, there's two schools of thought on this. One is that the hardliners have become impatient with Putin and with him having not accomplished the goal. I have pastors in Ukraine who have talked about Russian soldiers coming to their churches. Initially, they came and there was murder, and there was a pastor that was murdered just one village over. But as this thing is drawn out, these Russian soldiers are coming, and they're begging for food. They're starving to death. They're begging for food. And that's the reason why the Russian offensive has been pushed back on. It's fizzled. And there's no will to fight. And within Russia, the people, and this was another one of the issues that happened, they had huge protests in Russia about the war. And they clamped down. They shut down social media. They arrested anybody that spoke out. They threw them all into jail. So there was a lot of unrest that was going on in the civilian population, which has continued. The Wagner Group came in, and essentially they're a bunch of hired military thugs. They're mercenaries. They came in, they started their offensive. They were slaughtering civilians, they were raping women, they were doing all kinds of horrific things. They were part of a split that was going on and a political power structure that was happening. One of the schools of thought is that Prozhin, the guy that's the head of the Wagner Group, who also has been a close ally of Putin's, was being used to try to draw out the two of the Grismarov and Shobu, who are the opposing. They're the military defense ministers. That the goal there was to draw those guys out, because there's an election coming up in March of 2024, and Putin's ability to win that election is at risk. Putin has the support of Moscow, but not the support of these military leaders. And so the idea was, some of the analysts have suggested that the head of Wagner was used to try to draw those guys out so that Putin could try to vilify them and potentially pin the losing of the war or the losses so far solely on those guys. And so that's one of the schools of thought. The other school of thought is that Putin's reign is very tenuous and that he may well be on his way out.
You know, there's been a lot of rumors of his health and all based on, I guess, videos or audio. I have no idea what kind of intelligence we have in the Kremlin, but I'm sure we do. But do you think we're looking at the last days of Putin, or is this is he going to die happy in bed as the leader in 20 or 30 years?
Generally speaking, the way that their transitions of power go is they basically say, okay, your time's up, and there's just a change. It's not some big, long, dramatic, drawn-out process. It's you're gone, and the next guy in line is going to take over. That's generally how that works in their world. I think that there is a possibility that becomes the reality. The question then becomes, who's the guy that takes over, and is he potentially worse? And I mean, all of this conversation about Putin being a good guy, Putin's KGB, Matt. That's
yeah, you.
Go ahead.
You let me just interrupt you there, because when you started out, you started telling about what the KGB was doing right after the fall of the wall, and I was dying to say, well, wasn't Putin the leader at that time? Wasn't he in charge? I may be wrong, but I thought he was in charge of the KGB at that point in time.
He was one of the top officials in KGB, so obviously he has his fingerprints all over the KGB, turning into this very powerful mafia. The idea that Putin is a good guy is just, it's a fallacy, and it's all predicated on, well, they don't accept homosexuality, so we're going to hang our hat on the Russians don't accept homosexuality. Well, look, any civilized society that has any half a brain understands, okay, that if you're going to survive, you can't do so by pairing men with men. Men with men can't reproduce, period.
So, we are out of time, Pastor Greg, and I would have loved to, I could use another hour and talk about Zelensky. I'm not sure if he's really a good guy either. Just quickly, is this two bad guys fighting each other? Is this a Zelensky and a Putin? Are they both bad guys and they're just fighting each other? Or is there a good guy in here somewhere?
Ukraine's issue is the same issue that we have here. We have a deep state. So far, Zelensky has sort of survived this deep state. Zelensky's simply looking for how do I save Ukraine? How do I make Ukraine a winner in this situation? I know people have talked about, well, but he's gotten money and so on. We don't know where the money that he's gotten has gone. We do know that the whole crypto theory that was put out, I don't know, about 3 or 4 months ago, has all fallen apart. That the evidence doesn't show that what was hypothesized was in fact the actual methodology. There's absolute truth that the Bidens are involved and have been involved in criminal activity with Burisma and criminal activity with the Russian oligarchs and with Ukraine, elements of Ukraine. Not necessarily. According to my pastoral sources, their implication is that the election of Zelensky was done to finally break the hold of the Russian puppets that had been running Ukraine, just like, this, and that's what makes the whole Belarus thing really questionable, because the president of Belarus is a Putin puppet, period.
Right.
He's not going to do anything that Putin doesn't give him permission. And he even so much as came out and said it. Well, if Russia collapses, then we'll collapse too. So there's a lot to that. The other prognosis, and I'll just leave you with this: if you're going to advance into Poland And my conversations with the General Consul of New York, the Polish General Consul of New York, they firmly believe that if Putin is successful in Ukraine, he will come after Poland. He will start a war with them. They have no doubt that he will. If you're going to do that, you're going to need to come through Belarus. What better way to accomplish that than to put the head of the Wagner Group in Belarus, kind of off the radar where nobody's supposed to be paying any attention to him, as he builds an army to invade Poland?
Wow. Okay. Man, you just opened. This is something we're going to be having to watch for. Interesting prediction from Pastor Greg, and I tell you what, I'm going to be watching that one. We'll put a marker on this show, and I'll be. It may not be too long before we can come back and say, "Yep, that was truth spoken right here on the Chosen Generation and the Hill Country Patriot." Pastor Greg, thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate your information today.
Absolutely, sir. My pleasure, and God bless the Hill Country of Texas.
All right.
All right. Hey, folks, thanks so much. We're going to go ahead and take our break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. ClanSlight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I was just looking for some additional information with regards to this. But I really, truly, seriously believe that the situation in Russia is precarious, and I think it's going to get pretty ugly, quite honestly. I think it'll get ugly for Vladimir Putin. I think it'll get ugly for the people over there. He's not going to give up easily, but the way they generally transfer people, the way that they generally make transitions of power, it just happens. But I do think that irrespective of who is at the helm, the goal of a rise of a Russian empire is what they want, and then you've got China, who has their own aspirations, but mostly when it comes to Southeast Asia, although the Bridge and Road Initiative puts them in a lot of other places as well. We're fighting evil. At the end of the day, we are fighting evil. And I hope at the end of the day that we will, and you will, stand with me against this evil onslaught. Our greatest weapon, our greatest power, is it begins truly with recognizing that we have authority, ekousia, we have authority over the darkness. We need to use that authority. I hope you'll join me in doing it. At the end of the day, we're going to have to give an account for whether we did or whether we didn't. Check it out. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.